any Ananas out there that you can't play a rookie quarterback?
Oh, boy. The rookie quarterback looked pretty good last night.
Oh, put him in bubble wrap.
Can't play him.
He's too young. He's too little out there. You can't play a rookie quarterback. It's not safe. The league is not safe. You can't do it. It can't be done.
What if he gets tackled? What if he goes down to the ground? What if Drake May gets a bruise?
What if he gets hit?
Can't play him.
Oh, the season would be over and we'd be going nowhere and you'd be in the exact same spot is what you'd be in where the team's going nowhere. Mm. That was awesome last night.
It was.
That was an awesome, awesome performance. Unless you were on the other side of some of those games for fantasy football purposes. But that was an awesome, awesome performance last night by Jaden Daniels. And the obvious, obvious place to go is if the Commanders can play him behind their crappy offensive line.
Horrible.
On their crappy team when they were in a bad spot a year ago, even worse than the Patriots. And now they go out there and they do what they did last night against the same Bengals team that the Patriots already beat. Why can't the Patriots do that with Drake May? It's a simple question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an obvious question. We'll get to it all day long here on Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, everybody wants to yell examples right at each other. That's one of our favorite things when it comes to rookie quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, bad teams. What do they do? Do you break them or do they pull you out of the basement? What do you do? So if Caleb Williams is getting hit around and doesn't look good for a couple of weeks, can we use the Jaden Daniels example? The guy completed every pass he threw last night. 2 touchdowns, no turnovers. He also ran a touchdown in, was the team's leading rusher. And don't give me they have this great skill group. Terry McLaurin is a good player. I like Terry McLaurin. It's the corpse of Austin Eckler, and it's a bunch of scrub receivers and tight ends.
No,
it's the corpse of Zach Ertz.
I was going to say, the corpse of Eckler, the corpse of Ertz.
No, he's got
zombie guys walking around out there.
Guys that were good on your 2018 fantasy team, they're not great anymore, and Terry McLaurin. And also not a very good offensive line, but Jaden Daniels, who they took number 2 overall and was named the starter before, you know, the 2 days before the first game was played, and this is just his 3rd NFL game, and he looked that good. I mean, that fourth quarter, that was a big drive because Joe Burrow had just moved them down the field. They had gotten to within 1 score, and maybe another rookie quarterback panics or something, and they fall apart, or a bad quarterback, whether they're a veteran or a rookie, they panic. And if Burrow got the ball one more time, who knows what's going to happen. But Jaden Daniels just moved him down the field, kept picking up first downs, and he was great. So if only the Patriots could have a young, talented guy like that to help turn the franchise around.
Well, and I think if you just looked at the box score, which was unreal for Jaden Daniels, 21 out of 23.
It was a rookie record for at least 20 pass attempts, the whatever it was, 91% completion percentage.
Yeah, Schefter had the tweet. It was he completed 91.3% of his passes, setting a record for the highest completion percentage by a rookie in NFL history. It also broke the mark for Dak Prescott in 2016, and it's the highest completion percentage in Washington franchise history ever.
Dak Prescott, also a good rookie quarterback,
oh,
if you
great.
Want to use those examples.
Cowboys,
if you want to find another guy.
Cowboys with a 4th-round rookie quarterback went like 13-3 that year. They lost in the playoffs because they're the Cowboys.
Whatever, they're the Cowboys.
But they had a really good year. No, but if you just watched and looked at his stats and said, oh, he's 21-23, 254, 2 touchdowns. You saw the highlight at the end of the game with the touchdown to McLaurin, but you didn't watch the throws. It was like rolling to his right, throwing across his body on a dime,
great.
Whipping it around.
Holy smokes.
I didn't.
Did the Commanders win that game with Marcus Mariota as the quarterback?
God, no.
Okay. All right.
God, no.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
So this idea that you can't play a quarterback as a rookie, and it's foolish to play a quarterback as a rookie. You're going to ruin them. You're going to stunt their development. Your team won't be any better off. Well, maybe. I'm not saying it's guarantee that you're going to be at a better spot. But Washington is 2-1. They're the same as you. You're them. They're you. They drafted 2nd.
Spider-Man
You drafted 3rd. They're Spider-Man memeing at each other. They're 2-1 and look like they have a franchise quarterback. You're 1-2. You feel like you're going in the wrong direction. And the only life raft for this team is Drake May. And Keith, you're 100% right. Washington's, it's same. They have a crummy offensive line. Jaden Daniels been sacked 9 times. Jacoby Brissett's been sacked 9 times.
Rather have Ramondre than Eckler.
Fine.
No, I'd rather have McLaurin than any of the Pats guys. But I'd rather have Hunter Henry than the corpse of Zach Ertz. Like, you can actually kind of compare it. Like, if you're drafting the two teams, it's very similar.
Just look, I would take McLaurin over anybody that the Patriots have, but it's not like it's Tua.
Didn't they have Noah Brown? Wasn't he on the team last year?
On who? On the Pats?
The Patriots. Wasn't
he?
No, he wasn't?
No.
Am I thinking of somebody else?
He was a Cowboy last year.
No, I think he was with Stroud.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right. He was a Texan.
Oh, no, they had Pharaoh Brown.
that would have worked a lot better.
Yeah.
No, so I would take McLaurin over anybody in the Patriots skill group, but it's not Tua with Waddle and Tyreek Hill Burrow with Higgins and Chase, who looked awesome last night. It's not that.
Chase was, he was there to play.
It's a middling group. Middling talented group. And the only thing that really changed with Washington this year compared to last year.
I got another one.
The quarterback.
For you.
That's it.
I got another one for you.
Who?
Major difference. And it was a guy that I wanted.
Oh.
Cliff Kingsbury, greater than Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah,
friend of the show, AVP.
I'd take him over AVP.
No,
but is he great?
I like Cliff Kingsbury. And I think the reason why, I don't want him to be my head coach. He proved in college and even in the pros, not a head coach. But can he be a offensive coordinator? Look at the quarterbacks he has worked with between college and the pros and how much better those guys got. I think he can be a quarterback whisperer. Now, maybe a couple of years down the line, some team's going to take another chance on him being a head coach, and that'll probably fail. But if I need somebody to get a rookie quarterback ready to play and have success and put him in a spot to win, Cliff Kingsbury or Alex Van Pelt, I don't think it's close.
So did you watch last night? What'd you think of Jaden Daniels and rookie quarterbacks in general? Is it okay to play him? Are you allowed to play him?
I don't know.
And it's not just for development.
He did get sacked twice.
It's not just for development. Washington's better.
Oh, yeah, they're 2-1 now.
They're 2-1.
Yeah.
So it's not just about, they're playing the kid and he's getting better. It's about their team, too. And their team also being competitive in the meantime. Are you allowed to do it? Can you do? Is it okay to play a rookie quarterback in today's NFL? I've heard a lot of you can't do it. The Nana's out there. You'll get him hurt. Or just it's not the way to build a team. Well, maybe it's not. But it is the way to get a franchise quarterback. And you can find a lot of these middling, crummy quarterbacks out there. You know, Sam Darnold's doing what he's doing in Minnesota. Does anybody believe that fundamentally changes the franchise? Jaden Daniels fundamentally has an opportunity to change that franchise. It's three games, but it's looking like they're on the right track. Stroud did it. Josh Allen did it with Buffalo. You saw that last night, too.
Josh Allen
on Monday Night Football.
Josh Allen's a good player.
Like, if you swing and hit on one of these guys, your franchise changes. And so it should be okay to do it.
People like QBR, right? Because everybody was shoving QBR down our throats when Jacoby Brissett's wasn't too bad. Jacoby Brissett's even still now is, I guess, 17th. But Jaden Daniels is 7th. Like, Jaden Daniels off to a really good start to the season. He's playing really well. Plus, he has the running dynamic. He's a better runner than Drake May. But compared to Jacoby Brissett, you know, Drake May kind of looks like Jaden Daniels, right? Like, that's another element that you can add to the offense. And any little bit will help. Based on what we saw last Thursday night, any new wrinkle you can add to this offense would be a welcome addition.
I know the Patriots weren't in the opportunity to draft Jaden Daniels, or weren't in a spot, rather, to draft Jaden Daniels. But they did win that game in Denver late in the year, Keefe. They did have an opportunity to fall apart, tank for it, go for it, have the number two pick.
No.
As good as Jaden Daniels was last night, I like Drake May. I preferred Drake May to Jaden Daniels going into the draft.
Yep.
Is there any remorse on missing out on Jaden Daniels after that showing?
I mean, a little bit. He looks so good. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be this great NFL player for years and years to come. I mean, that was an impressive game that he had last night. He's still not the biggest guy in the world. You do wonder, with the amount of running that he does, is he going to be able to keep it up? I mean, Lamar has. You know, Lamar's played a long, maybe even a longer career than people would have given him credit for when he first showed up, and he's running for 800, 900, 1,000 yards. So I just, because we don't also know, you know, if Elliott Wolf had the decision between the two guys, or if, you know, Jerod Mayo or Jonathan Robert Kraft, like, if they had the decision between the two, would they have taken Daniels over May? Would they have taken May? Because that was not a unanimous spot, right? Caleb Williams was pretty unanimous one.
Yeah.
For better or worse. The other two guys is more of a coin flip. But yeah, I mean, the way the season ended last year, I wanted, and I think everybody wanted, as high a pick as possible, let those guys make the decision and go from there. Right now, you can't even compare Drake May to anything. Like, Drake May has played one series. Like, Bo Nix has played three games. Caleb Williams has played three games. Now, Jaden Daniels just played his third game. We're still waiting to see what Drake May even looks like.
So, there are differences, as you said, in the quarterbacks. Like, Jaden Daniels, and he didn't run a ton in that game last night. I actually thought Cincinnati did a good job limiting him, quite
frankly. Still their leading rusher, because they didn't do much running.
And he ran for another touchdown. It's his third in three games. Their offense has really clicked, by the way. They've scored. They got limited to a lot of field goals against the Giants, which maybe hid some of the numbers, but their offense has consistently been picking up first downs and putting points on the board drive after drive after drive. But he is a little guy, and You have to wonder if he's going to hold up physically. Some of the hits he took, if you go back and watch him in college at ASU and LSU, you know, some of the hits he took, he just pummeled. And so I like the chances of Drake May a little bit more surviving in the NFL. That said, the way he's whipping the ball around and doing it on the run and off platform and throwing across his body, that'll catch your eye. And I don't want to say I have buyer's remorse or any remorse over Drake May versus Jaden Daniels, but last night has to at least give you pause with how good he looked.
Oh, it does. He's good.
And again, he's doing it without a ton around him.
But that's also, I mean, you can look back on how they handled things last year, but it's a whole new regime. Like, Mayo wasn't the head coach last year. Elliott Wolf wasn't in charge of that last year. So they got who they got. It's not like, you know, if the roles were reversed and Drake May was lighting it up, Washington and Jaden Daniels wasn't, Washington's like, oh, my God. We screwed this up. Like Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud.
Right.
Was very obvious right from the jump. But the Patriots, where the Patriots would be burned is if J.J. McCarthy, who's out for the year anyway, or Bo Nix were nasty. If they were like next level and Drake May is like tripping over his shoes, then you're like, oh my God, we may have miscalculated this. But Nix has improved. Nix was better week three than he was the first two. But at no point, as much as I even like him, are you like, oh my God, they made a huge mistake.
So here's what I would say about it.
Chop back, do it to the other team.
That happened
not twice. Not this last week.
Big dub.
So here's the thing with the young rookies. Because 2 weeks ago, or I'm sorry, last week, we're like, none of them have thrown any touchdowns. They all stink. After another week, Bo Nix looked much better.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels looks like C.J. Stroud 2.0. You know, like the next rookie quarterback to come out of nowhere and put a team on his back is what it looks like. It's early.
Wait, are you starting to think that these guys can get better while they're playing?
Well, this is what I was going to say.
They're not a finished product week one. Is that true?
The difference with the rookie is there's built-in upside throughout the course of the year where your offense can grow and get better. Whereas Jacoby Brissett, we know what he is. That's what he is. That's what he'll always be. He will never get better. It's what he's been his entire career. That's Jacoby Brissett. That's your team. There's built-in upside and growth and opportunity. And maybe it won't be linear. There will be steps back, I'm sure, along the way. But that's what it is. And it can happen quickly, which is why I would have played him week one. It's why I would play him this week against the 49ers, and I would get him in there very, very soon. So again, how would you approach it with Drake May? Does the Jaden Daniels situation apply? I know there's a lot of people already saying, oh, Washington's got better skill guys. Washington has better coaching. Jaden Daniels went to college for 5 years. He's 24 years old, whatever it is. It's not apples to apples. Fine, it's not apples to apples, but it's a rookie quarterback. And I'm okay with throwing that guy out there because, again, if you swing and hit, you're talking about a grand slam, a home run, and that's what you saw last night.